We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we're explaining that the way we operate is exactly the way Seder Shtalshlis operates. We are a reflection of Seder Shtalshlis. And in Seder Shtalshlis, there are three states of existence. There is the way everything that exists is in their source. In the source, it's all unified in Eir Ein Sof. You cannot differentiate Seichel from Midas. Then there's the Eser Sviris, the way they are in Atzilos, and then Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and they keep getting more divided and more defined and different than one another. That would be like when a person is awake, where there is difference between their mind, their heart, their machshava, dibur, and maisa. They're all different levels of operation, and one dominates the other. That's Seder Shtalshlis, and that's also the way our world is meant to look when things are going okay. So then you have a Beis HaMikdash, and then you have the places that are outside the Beis HaMikdash, all formed like a body, and there are differences in the body and even in the nefesh. Then there's when the person is asleep, when godliness is, so to speak, in a sleeping mode. When that happens, so then opposites can happen, and even the brain, which is like the yidin, even though it doesn't say clearly in this maimer, can end up being dominated by the foot, as we said, at least in the mashal that I gave, that a person can go somewhere in their dream, and then they have a reason after why they went. So the action is controlling and dominating the mind. Amnam, kama yesh ba'adam ha'tachtin inyina esalmas shabayis ha'shina. Hu, sha'koich is mis'alam mis'talkim l'makayram b'nefesh. So now we're in Tziv Dalid. The Rebbe says, however, just like when a person sleeps, so their koiches go back to their origin in the nefesh, and what we experience is, in the dream, confusion of koiches. V'chasarim v'agirayin shabashayin urak b'koiches ha'gilayim sha'koichesim ba'ifim bilti mesodar. So the koiches do go back to their origin in the nefesh, but what we are experiencing is confusion. As opposed to the person, the way they are in their etzema nefesh, in the nefesh, before it became divided into different possibilities and different capabilities and different senses. It's all one nefesh. And there's nothing lacking. The opposite. Actually, Seichel, in its origin, although it's hard to define it and identify it, it is in its strongest point. It's its origin. And the same thing is with Midas. So everything is at its strongest point in the Etzem HaNefesh, but they're not divided and they're not defined. Same thing as in the Nimshal. So what happens in Galus is that everything that exists, all realities, return to their source. Now again, as we're going to say, we experience it in a very negative way. But what's really happening in Galus? What's really happening in Galus is everything is going back to its source. And when things are in their source, there's a certain equality. But again, we experience that as confusion and darkness. Visham amakar di Yisrael, amayla di Yisrael, humit ganzen shturim. If you go back to the origin, so then, like everything, everything is in its best state of being when it's in its source. So over there, yidin are at their best. It's the origin of a yid. That's the greatest level that a yid can be in his origin, where he comes from. Like all koiches, the way they are in their nefesh, they are as perfect can be. I should add very, very quickly that the way the etzem nefesh is, which is, again, the possibility to be a human being, in that possibility, there is all the koiches, which is why a father that gives over to his child his etzem, the etzem possibility of being human, can give the child something that he himself doesn't have. And that's an important concept that will help us understand the Maimer in general. The father has an etzem. In that etzem, let's say he has a possibility to see, to hear, to think. Then that etzem develops itself. Now what the father gives the child is not a developed self, Because if that was the case, then the child cannot have more than the father's developed self has. So let's say the father, chas v'shalom, is blind. The child, it would be impossible for the child to be able to see, because the father gives what he has. One can only give what they have. But because the father gives the etzem, and in the etzem, it is possible to see, it's possible to do anything. That's why the child can be smarter than their father and be able to see if their father, chas v'shalom, cannot see and hear, v'chulu v'chulu. Which is also why it says that yafe koyach ha-ben, when a son is greater than their father in any area, it's mikoyach ha-av. It actually also originates in the father, because the father gave the etzem. So it's not that the son can be better than the father, it's that the fun, even when the son is better than the father, in their developed self, where do they get that from? Their father, their etzem. In other words, the etzem comes from the father. So that's also explaining to us what we're saying now. In the etzem, a person has the perfect potential for seeing. Again, it may not develop into the body in that way. So going to back to the nimshal, yidin in their origin are as perfect can be. But again, that's not felt in the world we live in, and it's not felt in the entire Seder Shtashlos. El Shazel Lamaila Ba Makar, but Seder Shtashlos ends a nicker. In Seder Shtashlos, things are not running the way they're meant to. That's why galus happens. So now, what is Nadad Hashnas HaMelech? Nadad Hashnas HaMelech means in the time of sleep, what happens is we experience the etzem. But Nadada means that the person is not sleeping, they're awake. Which means while they're awake, they experience what a person usually experiences in their sleep in a positive way. So which means, what it means is that the person's etzem now is able to be felt in the person's koiches. So let's say if the person has seichel, imagine a person can then feel in their seichel the etzem of their seichel, which is the infinite amount of possibility for seichel, or in ava, in yira, be able to feel it the way it's felt in the etzem. Usually, again, a person cannot feel that when they're awake. They can only experience it when they're sleeping, and then again, when they're sleeping, it's confusing. But imagine a person can have that while they're awake. That is Nadad Hashnas HaMelech. Now we can understand even more how the opposites come together in Golos in the most extreme way. What's happening in Golos? Again, everything is going back to its origin. Now, in its origin, it's greater than the way it is when it comes out of its origin. In the source, it's at its greatest state. Now, in Galus, what happens is, Yidin are no longer like an awake person. In other words, you don't see the advantage of Yidin, but Yidin are going back to the way they are in their origin. But again, in Galus, we don't experience that in a positive way at all. The opposite. We're dominated by others, by Goyim. Says the Rebbe that you can say that this is also one of the reasons why Galus is like a fetus in a pregnant state. Because in pregnancy, there's again, you have opposites. We know that when a child is in the mother's womb, they learn the entire Torah. And they do not learn the entire Torah when they come out, when they're born. They're not taught it. But again, when a child is asleep, the head is between, it's in between the knees. So again, you have this child that you cannot tell the difference between the legs and the head. And that's why the head is falling over between the legs, which is similar to what we're talking about when a person is asleep or a person is drunk, even though in this mimer it doesn't speak about that. But again, at the same time, the person is experiencing something that while they're awake, they can't experience. Even when the child eats, it goes through the stomach. It doesn't go in the organized way that a person generally operates when they're awake. Like all this is explained in Torah Erev Da'al Tereb and also by the following Rabbeim, And again, in the coming shurim, we'll always go back to try to explain more and more of what exactly we're talking about.